Hour number two, chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Thursday, Preds opening night. Titans in Vegas this weekend taking on the Raiders. Having a big time here at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Oh, having a good time. I like it. A little buzz in the city. I see more Preds jerseys walking by the Omni.
We're going to have a little buzz in the city, too.
We are. So it's exciting. I hate that we're missing it tonight. And I'm jealous of everybody gets to go to the Nashville Predators game. Opening night, all games are awesome over there. But opening night is really, really, really good. So I'm excited for everybody that's going to the game tonight.
Anytime there are videos on Twitter of puppies, I just stop what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Sorry. I do hate that we're missing, you know, opening night. But hopefully they're 2-0 when we, 2-0 at Bridgestone Arena. Then they go on a road trip. I'll actually have pregame coverage for you Monday from Las Vegas.
No way, really?
Yep.
Where do they play Monday?
Ottawa. It's
Ottawa.
Canadian Thanksgiving, so they're doing a game at noon Ottawa or 1 Ottawa time, so noon back here, pregame at 11. So I'll start pregame at 9 o'clock.
I'm gonna start pregaming tonight. So,
yeah, well, yeah.
Thank you for that. Oh, that's awesome then. What better way to hit – who comes in here Saturday night?
The Utah Mammoth.
Oh.
The artists – well, I guess technically they're a new franchise, so the Utah Mammoth. But the Arizona Coyotes moved, and the Arizona Coyotes are a suspended, defunct franchise.
All right. However you want to put it. Go to Ottawa. Be up. Can you imagine leaving town Sunday, flying up there, and they're 2-0? It'd be good for them.
That'd be fantastic.
All right, good for the Nashville Predators. But I'm telling you, if you were on the fence tonight about whether or not you want to get opening night, and it's probably sold out, but go. I am telling you, go to opening night for the Nashville Predators. They do it so right, so much fun, and the excitement level.
You know there's going to be surprises.
Surprises. It's next level. So I'm telling you, go to the game tonight. Go have a good time.
Yes. Go have a wonderful time. And, again, you can answer our poll question of who is going to score first. Checking it out again. Brady Martin leading the way.
Is he? What are the – give me the four choices again.
Brady Martin, Philip Forsberg, Steven Stamkos, Roman Josi.
Who's bringing up the rear?
Josi and Forsberg are tied.
Really?
Yeah. And then it's Martin and Stamkos.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Our question of the day, for if you want to weigh in with us, what is Bill Belichick's next job? Wrong answers only. We had some great, hilarious responses in the first hour. 615-737-1025. What is Bill Belichick's next job? Wrong answers only. Chase had him. What were you having him doing?
I'm sorry. I'm laughing at some texts we're getting about Vegas. What now?
What was your Bill Belichick's wrong answer job?
Stand-up comedian.
All right. Mine's park ranger. And imagine Bill Belichick doing this job.
I didn't tell you to laugh.
So you guys can let us know, 615-737-1025. Because, again, I mean, it's a complete disaster in North Carolina. That team's terrible. Was it 28-3 that Clemson had the lead in the first quarter on him on Saturday? And it's just going worse than you could possibly ever imagine. And you know what? There's an article before the season started, The Athletic. I forget who wrote it. He had talking to a bunch of college coaches about our goal is to whip Belichick's butt because we don't want pro coaches to think you can just drop down and get it done. And he's not getting it done. Team doesn't like him. Everything's going you know where. And so it is a complete disaster. And if he lasts through the season, I'll be amazed. Because he's that bad. Are you doing all right over there?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just listening to you, man.
Physically, we're at the Omni Barlines Hotel. Mentally, we're pre-boarding a Southwest flight right now to Vegas.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting little story.
Right. If you get bored, make sure you follow my award-winning TikTok account.
a couple of texts.
Oh, man.
Wes in Clarksville wants to know if I'm going to take you, I'm going to clean this up a little bit, to a gentleman's club.
No, I do
no,
not.
No, you're not.
I do not, and here it is. I'm totally serious. If y'all do that, that's great out there. I do not go to those clubs.
No.
I just don't.
Nope.
I'm not
we will
on
not.
My high moral horse. I just don't because I don't have any money. So that's one of the reasons. No, I just don't do it.
To our question of the day, Michael Madison says, Belichick will become the head coach of the Penn State Nittany Lions.
I read somewhere about it. I was like, no way. It's got to be. I mean, surely they were joking. It's like, no, here's why he'd be a great coach. I'm like, do you not see what he's doing now at North Carolina? No, not at all. Besides, Jimmy Frank ain't going to go down without a fight.
James said Bill would make a good librarian.
Oh, man. Hey, Bill, can you explain the Dewey Decimal System?
No.
Denial 3.
Bill.
I need help finding this book.
I can't read half of these. Yeah. Wes and Hermitage says Bill Belichick is mall cop.
Oh, hey, that's a good one. Hey, hey you kids, watch out. We're not doing anything.
Where are you going with that?
Hey, if you think about doing something, shut your mouth.
Matchmaker, 6877 says a matchmaker.
For what?
I don't know.
I think the best one put out there is what you had earlier, the press secretary, the president. Could you imagine?
Yeah, oh, that'd be hilarious.
His press conference. Yeah. Hey, what more about the border crossings? I don't care.
Al says local radio personality, the Chase and Big Bill show. I'm not going to get rid of Joe for. Coach, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. How you doing?
Coach, what do you think about Cam Moore and the Titans? Well, you know, he's got to do his job. Take care of the football.
What's funny?
What do you think about that win against Arizona? We're on to Vegas.
What's funny is that we're at the Omni National Hotel downtown, and before the segment started, what color is that bus?
Blue. Two-tone blue.
Carolina blue bus.
Yeah.
Tour bus pulled up out front. It almost looks like a Carolina team bus.
It does. Is that Columbia blue?
I'm here talking about me.
This might be the funniest
one.
Sales director at Match.com.
He's got experience, right?
Bill Belichick would be a good usher at church. Would he, though?
Oh, my gosh.
A Marine sergeant. There's a lot of Hugh Hefner. Bill will play Hugh Hefner in a movie.
I could see. Absolutely, totally see that.
Let's go to our phones. Clay wants to weigh in on our question of the day. This should be good. Hello, Clay.
Boys, how we doing?
We're fantastic.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, Bill Belichick worked for Robert Kraft, right?
That is correct.
Yep.
And Robert Kraft liked to go to massage parlors, so maybe Bill could own a massage parlor.
There you go. That one writes itself.
What do you think, Joe?
Clay, did that sound good in your head when you were thinking about it? I'm just curious. Clay, I'll tell you what, I'm excited. My brother and I are very, very close. He's a Vanderbilt season ticket holder, and we're going to the Vanderbilt LSU game next week. I'm excited for that. Can we see you over there?
Oh, now, Joe, now you're – I got you. I got you. By the way, Joe, your boy Will's listening.
Hey, I love him.
What's up, Will?
We're going to work out some things together. He's going to be a big part of this show, Clay.
I know. He's a star. I've told him that.
Yep.
You're a star too, Clay. We appreciate you.
See you, boys.
Clay, what you – all right, take care. I thought he had something salient to say, but I guess not.
Sometimes it's best to just keep it short and sweet. coming up next, we'll shift back into the Titans and actually college football. We have some college football things to discuss. We'll do that coming up next, and then – preview our high school football game of the week coming up at the bottom of the hour. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
Don't rock the jukebox. Want to hear some Jones.
Another good one. Another karaoke. Yeah, I'm good. Another karaoke anthem for me. Little Alan Jackson, who announced that Nissan Stadium was at June 27th. His final show.
Final show. The finale over at Nissan Stadium.
Saying this right now. The three of us have got to be at that.
Yeah, you got a mouse in your pocket? Who are you talking to?
Talking to you. I'm talking to Dr. Crane. Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, we got to go.
I'm in.
Look, you got to. Well, Chase has a connection.
No, I don't. I have no connection.
You took his daughter to the prom.
Yeah, but that was 20 years ago.
Doesn't
we don't
matter.
Talk anymore.
Oh, what happened?
We grew up. I don't know.
This sounds like one of those love at 90 day things on TLC.
It's not. It's called, like, you go from high school to college to adulthood and you lose track of people.
But if you called Alan Jackson's daughter, she would know who you are.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm not gonna be like, hey, we haven't talked in 20 years. Can I get a couple of tickets to your dad's show?
Three tickets, to be exact. And VIP seating, do you mind?
I hate it when people do that to me, so I'm not going to do it.
Do it to somebody else, man.
Like, I heard from people that I haven't heard from in years during the Stanley Cup Final.
Oh, I bet.
Like, hey, man, you got any tickets? Like, who are you?
Oh. You remember me.
Sure. College football coming up this weekend. And we got to get used to it. It starts at 9 o'clock where we're going to be.
Even better.
Which is going to be awesome. Some top 25 matchups. we could try that. Tomorrow night, South Florida and North Texas. I did not realize that North Texas is 5-0.
Where's that game?
North Texas.
Ooh, Denton. They're good. Is that, all
right. That's a good game.
South Florida's not bad, though.
So that game will start at 4:30. Where we are.
Okay. All right.
Ohio State, Illinois.
Ooh.
Fox.
Is that tomorrow night?
No, this is Saturday.
Okay. All right. Ohio State rolls in that game.
These are all 11 o'clock games.
Okay.
Alabama, Missouri.
Watch out. Missouri's not bad.
Yep.
And Alabama's got Tennessee next week. They just played Vanderbilt a tough game before. Ooh. Watch out.
What do you think the line is?
Bama by 5.
3.5.
Okay.
So, that's pretty good. Pitt at Florida State.
Florida State's
got to win.
They're mad.
They got to win. And it's in Tallahassee. FSU is a 10.5 point favorite.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'll say 10. All right, good.
11:45 on the SEC Network. Down at Oxford, Wazoo against Ole Miss.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Washington's traveling all the way.
Washington State.
Oh, my boy. Yeah, Ole Miss about like 50.
Yeah, they're 31.5.
Yep.
To be precise. 2:30 on CBS, Indiana and Oregon in a classic Big Ten matchup.
Whew, that's a tough one because Indiana's going all the way across. Oregon's just really good. Oregon wins. I think they're favored about 10.
7.5.
Okay.
And then on ABC at 2:30, the Red River rivalry between Oklahoma and Texas at the Cotton Bowl.
Is Mateer back?
I don't know.
If he's back, good. I would like some.
I think he might be because Oklahoma's a 1.5 point favorite.
Good, good. This is Arch Manning's last stand.
Yep. If they, but here's the deal. If they win this game, a lot gets forgiven.
Sure.
For this year. Like, he's good. He's good this year because you beat Oklahoma.
Okay. All right. But what if he's 8 for 25 and 2 interceptions?
Yeah. Still, you beat Oklahoma.
I got to see him play well. I don't think he can. I don't.
I don't. Yeah. I'm with you. 2:30 on the ACC Network, Georgia Tech at 5-0 hosts Virginia Tech down at Bobby Dodd Stadium.
That would be 6-0 Georgia Tech.
Yes. 2:30 on Peacock, Notre Dame hosts NC State.
Yawn.
Yep. That's why it's on Peacock.
Yeah, right?
ESPN, Colorado hosts Iowa State at 2:30.
Ooh, Iowa State reeling after that loss last week.
Yep, that's an interesting one. 3:15 on the SEC Network, the Tennessee Volunteers host the Razorbacks of Arkansas. Is this Petrino's debut or did they play last week?
This is his debut.
Yeah.
21?
What? The
spread.
11.5.
That's it?
Yep.
I think Tennessee.
The total? 68.5.
Okay.
I think a lot of points
runs away. I think the Vols want to get it all working before they head to Alabama next week, and what a better opportunity than an interim head coach rolling in there with a football team.
6 o'clock on ESPN. I don't know why, but I think this could be a sneaky good game. Florida and Texas A&M. It's at Kyle Field.
Florida State's got a great defense.
Florida.
I'm sorry, yeah. Florida's got a great defense.
State does have a great defense.
Yeah, true. But their offense is meh. But, that's a hell of a schedule that both those teams got. But you win that game, Napier's good for another year because you've knocked off Who'd you knock off last week? Was it Texas? And
yeah.
Now you knock off A&M. Yeah.
A&M, a 7.5-point favorite.
Okay.
6:30 on Fox. This one out of the Big 12. Kansas and Texas Tech. Texas Tech, a 14.5-point favorite in Lubbock.
That's Dr. Crane's team. He knows about Texas Tech. Good for them.
Let those tortillas fly, baby.
What does that mean?
They flash the tortillas around in the fourth quarter, before the fourth quarter.
I'd rather them flash the balls around.
Hey, yo.
Also, I just want to add this little stat in there. I heard it somewhere, and I had to fact check it. It's not four, but it's three. The last three deaths of a Pope, Notre Dame has finished with 9 wins on the season. So this is a death year for the Pope because of the previous Pope that just passed away. So Pope Francis.
Interesting.
Pope Benedict in 22, John Paul II in 05, and then 1978, John Paul I.
And Notre Dame won 9 games in those seasons?
Hang on, when did Benedict die?
Benedict died in 22.
So wait, the Pope Francis was only Pope for like a year and a half?
No, no, I mean 2025, 2024, they just elected a new Pope.
Oh.
Previously, so like
gotcha.
In the last
okay.
6 months, so like this is a death year, sort of.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
I semi-understand that.
He passed away earlier this year, the previous Pope.
No, I know, so, yeah. I know that, but I'm
yeah,
saying...
Yeah, back up on this
hang
second.
On, all right, this is what I'm asking you. I thought Pope Francis was Pope for a while.
Yes, he was.
Okay, and who was before him?
Pope Benedict stepped down as the Pope. He
that's,
just,
okay,
yeah.
That's what it was, all right.
But he did pass away in
your
22.
Pope history with Dr. Crane brought to you by...
Okay, all right. So that makes it so in 78, Pope I died. Pope John I died, right?
That's correct.
And they won 9 games that year?
That is correct.
Joe Montana was there then. All right, what's the next year?
2005, John Paul II.
Okay, and they won 9 games that year?
Correct.
And that they had a Smyrna quarterback, a quarterback from Smyrna on that team. And then what was the next year?
22, Pope Benedict was the next one.
Well, they're 3-2. I mean, look, they're. It's interesting to me that they were 0-2 and still ranked. They're 3-2. They're 16th.
Well, look who they lost to.
Yeah, I know.
Miami and
NC State. NC State's a 4-2 has a 4-2 record, and they're a 22.5-point dog. Like, so what does that tell you?
Well, remember A&M beat them on Marcel Reed's last second pass, so
yeah,
they had that
right,
game
right,
won.
Right, right, right. All right, a couple other games. I love that. At 6:30, you're going to need 2 TVs if you want to watch 2 historic rivals. The oldest rivalry in the South. Auburn, Georgia on ABC. And on NBC, Michigan at USC.
Oh, I like that. Where's the Auburn-Georgia game?
Auburn.
Remember what Mill Muschamp said last week? We asked him
it's
about
a
the
tough
loudest
place.
Play. He said Auburn is the loudest place he's ever heard.
All right, give me the line for both of these.
Georgia is favored by 4.
3.5, close.
All right. Michigan and USC is 1. USC is giving up 1.
2.5.
Okay.
2.5 at the Coliseum.
Okay.
And then on the SEC Network, down in Baton Rouge, South Carolina, LSU.
Oh, man. LSU is probably favored by 10.
9.5.
9.5.
I think this is a must-win for either team.
Oh, yeah. Because if South Carolina loses, that gives them 3 losses.
That they're and he might be in trouble.
And they're done after all the hype at the end of the season. Yep. And then, see you, buddy. Have a good day, pal. Ah, yeah, man. And then Kelly, yeah, you know what? I want South Carolina to win. So when LSU comes here next week, Vandy and Pavia can put Brian Kelly out of his misery.
Oh, can you imagine? That would be so awesome.
And that game next week here in town is 11:45, and some Louisiana friends are like, man, I wonder if that game would be at night because they like to have a good time all day long.
Then real quick, BYU at Arizona, and then Arizona State, Utah.
What's Utah's record?
4-1.
4-1.
Arizona State's also 4-1.
Arizona State got handed to them, didn't they? Have a Mississippi State, right, Dr. Crane?
You got it.
They say, go west, young man. I say, don't go east, Arizona State. That makes no sense, right? Almost like your Pope death chart.
No.
Thanks. Better say Hail Mary.
Where'd you get that from? Johnny Hobbs give you that Pope death chart there, Nick Frazier?
No, I saw it on Fox Sport on their little Wake Up Barstool show. I had to make sure that was correct, and it was not correct. So it was only 3, not 4.
All right.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk to the head coaches at Lawson and Hillsborough. That is our Metro Schools Game of the Week presented by Strike and Spare tonight, which you can hear on 94.9 The Fan with Jake Lyman and Coach Bubba Spears. We'll talk to those coaches coming up next, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Thursday. Coming up tonight, we got some Metro football as Lawson takes on Hillsborough. It's our Metro Schools Game of the Week presented by Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers. And again, you can hear Jake Lyman and Coach Bubba Spears call that game on 94.9 The Fan, coverage beginning at 6:30. We'll have the Preds here on 102.5 and our Game of the Week on 94.9 The Fan. And then tomorrow, Game Blitz, 8-11 on 102.5 The Game, taking you through the other scores and highlights around the Mid-State with Connor Newt and Brandon Bigsby this week. So looking forward to that.
My man, Brandon. I like Brandon. That's a good dude.
Yep. Yeah, he'll be he will be in this week.
Like that.
Let's say hello to the head coach at Hillsborough, Anthony Brown, who is on the line with us. Coach, how you doing?
Doing great. How you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. Thanks so much for doing this. What's your assessment of your team as you're now more than past the halfway point and going into a big game tonight against Lawson?
I like where we're at right now. We've dropped a few games we probably should have taken, but you know that's the nature of the beast. We have
Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah. We have a very good Lawson team coming in. You know, it's a rivalry, and we're ready to get to work.
What are some things that you feel like have stood out to you that have improved from game one to now?
I think our camaraderie, just building together, getting through those tough times in a game together, just, you know, staying par for the course, so to speak.
With the game being, I know Lawson, the old guys here know that's Hillwood down the road from you. Mm-hmm. These kids all grew up with each other. They all know each other. How important is that aspect, adding that to the game, Coach, to make this game even more important for you guys?
Great question. I think anytime that you play a MNPS game, these kids know each other, and they've been playing together since Little League and middle school. So it's always a little extra incentive going into those games.
Can I do a quick shout-out? One of my dear friends is one of your coaches. I know he's in the hospital, Coach Abner. He means the world to me. I love his family. Just if you talk to him, tell him that Big Joe says hi, and I'm thinking about him.
Oh, man, we definitely appreciate that. You know, I've been knowing Coach Abner since I was 16 years old. He was my defensive coordinator in high school. So that guy means a lot to me, and we're praying for him.
Yeah, exactly, because he loves you. He loves the kids. He loves coaching. When something like that happens, Coach, when a member of your staff goes through something like that, how do you adjust? How do you explain this to the kids? Because we all know this. You guys are second dads to all these kids. I mean, my coach at McGavick was my second dad. How do you explain to these kids a life lesson like this in an unfortunate way?
Well, you know, you got to let them know that life isn't promised. You know, tomorrow isn't promised. So we got to live each day to the fullest. As far as for the staff, you know, Coach Abner brings a wealth of experience. So we just had some coaches that, you know, had to step some things up and take on some other roles.
We're talking to Coach Anthony Brown from Hillsborough. How much do you preach to your guys the importance? Every game's important. You obviously want to win every one, but the district games and what that can do for you, and especially your older guys, of keeping this season going. How much do you guys talk about that?
We talk about it often. I mean, it's the elephant in the room, right? So I always tell them that district games really count as two. You know, not one, you know, so you gotta get those district games and take them.
Well, Coach, we're looking forward to it. Thanks so much for doing this, and good luck tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys having me.
That is Anthony Brown. He's the head coach at Hillsborough. Let's bring in the Lawson head coach, Brian Lilly, who is on the line with us. Coach, how you doing?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Doing well. How about yourselves?
We're fantastic. So I'm going to start with the same question that I just asked Coach Brown, these district games and how important they are. How much are you guys talking about that, and especially with this one being a rivalry like it is?
Yes, sir. I mean, there's only four of those that are promised for us, and we know that each and every one when we step out there, we're trying to go for a 1-0 mentality. You know, we've dropped two of those so far, so we got two more promised. And so I think the biggest thing is for us to be able to execute, and finish. We had finish on the back of our off-season shirts, and we talk about that practice execution becomes the game execution. So what you practice is how it's going to be in the game, and so I think that's a big deal for us, and especially going into an environment like this with a Hillsborough team that's very well coached by a man that I respect very much.
How do you feel like your team has grown from game one until this point?
I think we've grown a lot. I think our offense, we installed a new offense this year, so it's just kind of hitting on all cylinders as we continue to get better each and every week, kind of finding our identity. We've had some guys that have been in and out of the lineup, but I think that the coolest thing is to be able to have these guys that we've had for the last couple years. When we started off with 30, you know, it was like 30-something football players when we were over at Hillwood, and then next thing we know, we have, you know, over 100 in our program now. It's just continuing to – these guys are the founding fathers of our program, and so just seeing them be able to grow as football players, but really as men, that's the most proud that I am.
Oh, absolutely. Coach Lilly from Lawson's with us. Coach Big Joe here. Always appreciate your insights and everything with these kids. So the game is tonight, and, you know, I always think that, you know, you're not the NFL, you're not college. You have a limited number of times to practice with your guys. You lose a whole practice day because Thursday is your walkthrough. You make sure the second team point after right guard gets out there. And, you know, you do everything. You make sure everything's going good. How much more pressure is put on you that you lose? I know Hillsborough does too, but you lose a day of preparation because you play on a Thursday.
Yeah, I think that obviously that's there, but at the same time, you know, it's really how we kind of take the approach of it is treating Monday like a Tuesday like a Wednesday like a Thursday, with a little bit of that Wednesday aspect of it too. So we may have a little bit more strenuous practices, not be able to really go over as much stuff as we did the previous week, but really kind of moving on to that next opponent because you know you lose that one day. So it's something that's there, but luckily we played a couple Thursday games, not this year, but in the past. So we were able to kind of adapt to it and just kind of anticipate what's going to happen to the best of our ability.
How cool is it on a Thursday? It's supposed to be beautiful tonight, Coach, but do you ever take a moment just to stand there and think about just being a head coach and the impact you have on young men?
Oh, all the time. I remember the first game that we had at Lawson, and we won on a walk-off touchdown. And I just sat there, and I kind of just self-reflected. And every day, I'm so just grateful and blessed to be able to step into the seat as the head football coach at James Lawson, but really as a football coach in general. And like Coach Brown was talking about, Coach Abner was his defensive coordinator, and our prayers go with him during this time. But, you know, kind of giving, like whenever you have a child, and then you become much more appreciation for your parents. When you become a coach, you have so much more appreciation for your coaches and then the all the stuff behind the scenes that they did for you. So I think that coach is one of the most important titles that you can ever earn, and it is earned. So it's definitely a blessing, and I think that it's something that you're called to do for sure.
Coach, best of luck tonight and the rest of the way. Thanks so much for doing this, and we're looking forward to broadcasting the game.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate your time. Thank you for supporting MMPS Athletics. Go Lightning.
Absolutely. Coach Lilly joining us from Lawson as, again, our game of the week tonight, presented by Strike and Spare, starting at 6:30, 94.9 The Fan, Hillsborough and Lawson.
Love it. I think what Greg Pogue had started with his Metro Games of the Week are great. We had a fun time last week out at Stratford in East Nashville. The crowd was great. It's just fun, man. And these kids need to be recognized. We love high school football, obviously. And these coaches do a great job. And sometimes these head coaches and these assistant coaches don't get the love and respect they deserve. And you got two good men right there who are leading Lawson and Hillsborough, who deserve to be recognized, who deserve to be praised for the job they do with these young men.
Looks like Pete Weber is going to join us at 2:30. I have a question. I have a – not a question. Maybe a question for you. But I have a something that I think we should discuss that I've noticed, and I kind of want to get people's opinion on it.
I'm good with this when you say something we need to discuss, because you being a manager, like now, if our general manager showed up right now, I just walk out. I'm like, all right, this is an HR meeting. I'm gone. So I'm okay.
I thought you were more scared of me than him.
But when two managers come together.
Oh, two, yeah, Buff.
Yeah, right? That's more than a meeting. It's a talking to.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, can we talk to you for a second?
Right? I'm gone.
Yes. All right. We'll hit on that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, we're live with the Omni, 102.5 of the game.
Oh, yeah, everybody now. Go
sing
Chase.
It to me, Hank.
Why do you drink?
Chase and Big Joe.
Why you roll smoke
to get stoned? I love the like.
Yes.
So it's like, why do you drink to get drunk? Why do you smoke to get stoned? Why do you live out the songs that you wrote to get paid? I think there's some other things that people yell out. But Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 the game here on this Thursday. We're at Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel. So here's the thing I want to ask. With what we, how you doing out there? With what we talk about the Titans and the Predators, and yes, the Titans aren't very good right now. The Predators are coming off a really bad season. So it's easy to just constantly be negative, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. It is.
My question or my point, my thought slash question is there is a reset button that should have pushed for now for the Predators. And tonight starts a new season. And, yes, not a ton changed from the roster standpoint. But I see so many negative comments from fans of like, well, they're going to, you know, or, well, nothing changed. They're going to lose. This team sucks. Da-da-da. Trotz doesn't know what he's doing. And, like, you're welcome to feel that way. And the same with the Titans. But, like, I even feel like when we went into this Titan season – there was a lot of uncertainty, but we were like, hey, they got a rookie quarterback, so that's something. Do you think that today people should have a hey, you know what? Let's just go into this. It's a completely different view. Last year is last year, and then if, you know, bad things happen, then you talk about it. Good things happen, you talk about it.
So what's the question? I think that's a statement.
Well, it's more of a statement.
Yeah, I think that's – yeah. I mean, fans are fans. Look, you're passionate or not. I don't mind. As long as you support the team, you can bitch all day long about the team. I don't care. If you support them in the good times and you complain about the bad, you're still a fan. Because when you stop talking about them, then you're done. Then you are done, and that's when the problem begins. But if you're mad because they were bad last year, 100%. I'm all for that.
Sure.
And if you're mad,
and I'm not saying you're not allowed to be, but I just –
that's fine.
I see the same people that never want to say anything positive about anything – that they do.
They should be shadow banned if they do.
Right. And well, it's more than that. But it's just like, I mean, can they start the season first? If they go 0-5, then yeah, they didn't do enough and they should be held accountable. But you know, if they go 5-0 or 4-1 or, you know, 3-2 to start the season, like can you not acknowledge that too?
Well,
and I doubt like some of these people won't.
You know the saying, our good buddy Greg Poe came up with it. 3% of the world is against oxygen.
That's true.
So they're always going to complain no matter what. As long as you spend money and support that team with the good times, it's all good. If you're that loving that much, you can complain the bad. That means you care. I'm all for it. But last year is last year. This year is now this year. But, yeah, don't – I'd be mad what happened last year. I am, and I'm a fan.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
I'm a fan, and I'm upset last year because – they had all the talent and it didn't come together. And they let a lot of people down. And I think this year is a redemption. Like, all right, we got that. That was a bad taste. We're going to get rid of that taste. And we're going to figure out what we can do this year and get it done. So be happy. Now everybody's 0-0. They have a chance to start out 2-0. Just win tonight. Treat tonight like it's game 7.
I couldn't say it any better myself. Ryan wants to weigh in on the Predators and on Andrew Brunette in particular. Ryan, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Not much.
If the Bruno head coaching thing doesn't work out, why don't they just put Barry Trotz back behind the bench and let him be GM and the head coach at the same time?
I was waiting for that. Thanks for the call, Ryan. I don't know if he could do both. I mean, I do – look, if it doesn't work with Brunette, who's the best person to coach this team? It is Barry Trotz. He built it. and I think he could coach these players. He's obviously a Stanley Cup winning coach. I don't know if that's the route he would want to go. Especially when you have, like, Pete DeBoer sitting out there. Peter Laviolette is sitting out there. I mean, there are, you know, some options. But, you know, they just hired Luke Richardson as an assistant coach who was the head coach of the Chicago Blackhawks. So he's an internal option. But, look, I'm looking at it as Andrew Brunette has listened to the players. He's listened to Trotz and advice that he's gotten. He's adapted and that – he's going to be the one to turn this thing around. But he needs to do it. But he's got to do – they have to have a fast start, because if they have a fast start, that's going to take a lot of pressure off of him.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think the last thing Barry Trotz wants to do is be behind the bench.
Correct.
I think he – I mean, he – look, he loved our interview three weeks ago? He loved talking about the prospects and the journey and seeing these guys come to life. I mean, he spoke like a true GM because he's not doing the – excuse me – the X's and O's of a coach. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot on the line for Barry Trotz as well. I mean, you got that Syros contract that's got to be proven that that was the right deal, and hope it is, and a lot of things that go forward. But just win tonight, packed house, off to a good start, then go out and do it again on Saturday. But I am just worried about tonight. That should be your only focus. Everybody shows up, beat Columbus, and go in that locker room about 9:30 tonight feeling like you're on top of the world.
615-737-1025 is our phone and text line driven by Wilson County Hyundai.com. 9774 says, I think the Predators are going to sneak into the playoffs this year.
Good. Good. I don't care if it's eighth or first. Those who say, oh, they don't get in, they're going to beat in the first round, that is the most idiotic, insane sports talk hot take I've ever heard. You don't win anything by not being in the playoffs. Get in the 2017 team. If you do the rankings, the Predators were 16th. And they took on the number one team and beat them.
What I'm about to say.
Say it.
Is something like, it may sound crazy, but if you really think about it, it's true. At the end of the day, the people that are putting the team together, Trotz, Andrew Brunette, Sean Henry, they know more about that team than you do.
I hope.
They know more about that team than I do.
Right?
Believe it or not, this will be argued. Brian Callahan knows more than we do.
Yeah.
That whether it's good or not, you know, fans are fans, but they know things we don't know. You have to respect that to an extent.
I counter that because I know what a catch is.
Again, I said this was going to be argued.
Right? We know what a catch is. It's that simple. But, no, you are right. I mean, we were laughing earlier about every time we get an email from the Titans, they've added more and more players. They know. I mean, that's what I want them to do. Keep adding players so they find the right – if they didn't make a single transaction into week six, then you're thinking, what are they doing over there? They're making transactions all the time because Borgonzi is trying to build this team. Predators call guys up and down from Milwaukee all the time because they're trying to better the team. I get no problem with that. We all want winners. That's the bottom line. We would love to sit here and cover a hockey team that's
winning. I want winners.
And a pro football team that's winning. We're having a blast covering Vanderbilt, who's winning.
The soccer team.
Soccer team. I want MTSU to win. I mean, it's winning is the best.
We probably need to talk about
the
that.
The absolute best. And so I want for all these teams to do this. But, yeah, keep working. And that's what Borgonzi said to my question of training camp. We got a lot of work to do on this roster, and we'll keep doing that. Fine. Keep doing it until you find the right guys, man. You think Indiana Jones quit after the first time in the Raiders Lost Ark?
Yeah, no.
He didn't quit.
No.
He kept going.
And look, now he's got the Colts at 4-1.
4-1. Should be 5-0 if bonehead receiver doesn't drop the football going in the end zone.
I know. Thomas in Nashville. I wish the Preds would bring Phil Housley from Laviolette's staff back here on this staff. He was a hell of a coach. I don't think that will – he was on Trotz's staff too, actually. I don't know. I don't think that will happen. I like Howie, though. 9306, let me ask this. If the Predators do well this year and other teams schedule for national games later in the season, are not so good. We at least get a couple more national games. We lost several late in the season last year, so some sort of flexing exists. Yeah, I mean, they would flex. But look, let's focus on Columbus and Utah. how about that?
I'm flexing right now.
Yes, you are.
I want you to look somebody up during the break. I want you to look up the name Tom Platz, P-L-A-T-Z. He was the best flexer of all time.
No. Oh, okay.
He's one of the best bodybuilders of all time. All he did was flex. Everywhere he went, he flexed.
It's a lot of muscle.
Is he still alive?
I don't know. I'll close it out.
Thanks.
Sorry.
That's how you want to flex, man.
He's 70.
You want to flex like Tom Platz. All the bodybuilders know who that is.
He's 70.
Pete Weber.
Hi, Pete.
Hey, Pete.
Chasing Big Joe live from the Omni, 102.5 The Game.